Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck with the five things you need to know for Monday, January 22nd. Tomorrow's Republican primary in New Hampshire could be make or break for Nikki Haley's 2024 campaign. The polls say she's doing better there than in other states, but former President Donald Trump is still well ahead. Haley did get a win over the weekend, though.
I am today suspending my campaign.
Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race yesterday, giving Haley what she's been asking for, a two-horse race. But as CNN's Jeff Zeleny explains, the Florida governor also became the latest person to endorse Trump.
Really, in the span of just a couple days' time, he's collected the endorsements and support of several of his former rivals who were in this race. Obviously, DeSantis being the latest one, but Tim Scott, of course, Vivek Ramaswamy. So there does just seem to be this growing groundswell of people surrounding the former president.
Several European leaders are criticizing Benjamin Netanyahu for comments he made this weekend on the future of Gaza. The Israeli Prime Minister rejected calls for Palestinian sovereignty following talks with President Joe Biden on Friday. But the EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, says Israel cannot simply rule out the two-state solution the international community is pushing for.
Which are the other solutions they have in mind? To make all the Palestinians live? To kill of them? 25,000 already in Gaza. 70% are women and children. Certainly, the way you're trying to destroy Hamas is not the way they are doing, because they are seeding the hate for generations.
European foreign ministers were meeting in Brussels today to exchange views on the situation in the region, with some describing Netanyahu's position as discouraging, worrying, and unacceptable. The FAA is urging airlines to inspect door plugs on an earlier version of Boeing 737s. This comes after one blew out of the side of the newer MAX model during an Alaska Airlines flight earlier this month. Since that happened, the agency says some airlines have inspected the earlier built Boeing planes and observed, quote, findings with bolts holding the door plugs in place, but didn't specify what those findings were. Now, the agency says airlines operating the earlier made Boeing 737-900ER model should check that all mid-exit door plugs are properly secured. Seoul's police chief has been indicted for negligence over the 2022 crowd crush that killed more than 150 people. Today, Korean police confirmed the chief will face charges over the incident, making him the most senior officer to be indicted. Logs show multiple emergency calls from members of the public were made about overcrowding in a popular area of Seoul for Halloween festivities, as early as 4 hours before the situation got worse. Most of the people who died were young South Koreans, largely in their teens and early 20s. The CEO of a baby clothing company has had to apologize twice. I'll tell you why after this quick break. The CEO of Texas-based kids clothing brand Kite Baby has issued two apologies after denying an employee's request to work remotely while her child was in intensive care. Marissa Hughes adopted a baby boy who was born early and had to start life in a neonatal care unit. But when she asked to work remotely so she could stay with her baby in the NICU, the company fired her. That's according to a TikTok video posted by a woman who says she's Hughes' sister. Kite Baby founder Ying Liu put an initial apology video on social media, but it was criticized for appearing calculated. So she followed up with another one several hours later that she says was unscripted.
I was the one that made the decision to veto her request to go remote. When I think back, this was a terrible decision. I was insensitive, selfish.
CNN has reached out to Hughes for comments. In a Facebook post, she acknowledged Kite Baby's apology, but said she won't be returning to the company. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.